Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. After exactly 13 months in distance learning mode, Los Angeles Unified School District students start returning to classrooms today. District leaders say 72 elementary and early education campuses are ready to open. KPCC's Kyle Stokes met with some teachers yesterday as they got ready for today.
Teacher Leticia Duggan is checking in with her first graders on Zoom from inside her classroom at John Mack Elementary near USC.
Who gets to see their classroom for the first time tomorrow in person? Yamile, Jason.
Hovering over her shoulder is LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner, who's here to tour her classroom, which has been reconfigured for smaller groups of students.
So has everyone picked out their favorite mask to wear tomorrow? You ready?
Buettner lists the preparations that LAUSD has made for this moment. COVID testing for students, vaccine clinics for families.
We've set, I believe, a new national standard with the air filtration upgrades, the doubling of custodial staff to keep every classroom clean and sanitized, the reconfiguring of school spaces to keep people safely apart.
Most LAUSD elementary schools won't reopen until next week. Middle and high schools reopen the week of April 26th. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Orange County is exploring the idea of a COVID-19 vaccine passport. The OC Healthcare Agency said that it plans to launch a pilot program for a digital passport to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test this month. The county didn't provide many more details on how it could work. The announcement comes as public health, government, and business leaders around the country are weighing the pros and cons of vaccine passports as a way to help people participate safely in travel, sporting events, concerts, and conferences, and other activities. Some changes are coming soon to a couple of local coronavirus vaccination sites and testing sites. Here's KPCC's Nick Roman.
Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia is back in the theme park business, although to a limited number of visitors. Still, the crowd is big enough that the vaccination site in the Magic Mountain parking lot has to close Sunday. As soon as it does, two smaller vaccination sites will open next Monday to serve Santa Clarita and the Antelope Valley, one at College of the Canyons, the other at the Palmdale Oasis Park Rec Center. Also, the LA County-run vaccination site at the El Sereno Rec Center is going to close after today and move operations about 5 miles south to East LA's Obregon Park. Then on April 30th, Orange County will close its coronavirus testing sites at the Orange County Fairgrounds and the Anaheim Convention Center. But if you still need a coronavirus test, Orange County will mail you one for free if you live or work in the county. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
Los Angeles County's health officer order will be updated later this week to lift some of the restrictions on indoor and outdoor events. Starting Thursday, venues must stick to certain capacity limits based on their size. The limits can increase if all guests test negative for COVID-19 or are fully vaccinated. Only California residents can attend, at least for now. Also mandatory are masks and social distancing. The changes align with an earlier announcement by state health officials. Several restaurants forced to close their doors during the pandemic are suing Riverside County and the state of California to recoup some of the fees they had to pay when they were shut down. The lawsuit argues the county and the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control should have suspended or refunded fees collected while lockdowns were in place. No comment yet from the county or state. Some restaurant owners in LA, Orange, and San Diego counties filed similar lawsuits last year. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.